Everyone at GWA, this is Six Stage, and today I'm going to be doing a quick response to Vindicator's 12 Days of Kinkmas, and I'm going to be talking about day 2, which is orgasm control. And in his audio, Vindicator was chatting about, firstly, orgasm denial, and how for guys it's like this physical build-up just before you come. And I'd say this would be similar for girls who can squirt. Probably, because it's like a physical building up on the inside, I guess. I don't know why my voice just went really high there, sorry. don't hold me to that, because I can't squirt, so I don't know, but maybe it's the same? I'm not sure. But for girls who can't, I wouldn't say it's like an empty feeling. It's more like when you're just about to come, if you're on the first step of it, it's like this really intense feeling on your clit, but it's just like the first step, so it's not good enough. So you need more, but if you stop, it's like, I guess you'd say it does ache. I'm sure that some girls would definitely be grouchy and shit because they haven't had the release, and they haven't had the release of all the endorphins and the hormones that they've built up when they've been playing. So I can understand that some people would be pretty irritated. But for me, I don't know, I'm not too fussed, I guess. I mean, if I've been edged for a while, then I'd probably get pissed. But if I'm just generally playing and stuff, I don't know, coming isn't the be-all and end-all for me, so I guess I wouldn't... I've never been, like, moody or anything like that. I've just been like, yeah, I had fun, nah. Basically, so yeah. I'd say that I can play and I can fuck and not come, and I wouldn't be, like, in a bad mood. But moving on to the next topic of edging, if I get edged, like... I don't know if I'd be in a bad mood, but I'd really just want to come, so I'd probably beg a lot. I definitely would beg a lot. Moving on to the next little section of ruined orgasms. I'd say this is definitely easier for guys, but I have had orgasms before, which I'd say were ruined orgasms. Because you didn't hit the peak, but you still hit it, if that makes sense. So like, I still had the sensitivity afterwards, I still sort of came, but there was no like intense pleasure. So I guess I'd call that a ruined orgasm. But yeah, for a guy, I'd say it's easier. I'm not sure of the techniques you'd use for a girl, apart from just changing the momentum at the end. So if you're building and building, then if you change how, you know, whether you're rubbing the clit or finger fucking them or anything like that, if you change it at the end, you could probably fuck them up. So, and also I'd say if you as I said before, like if you change the rhythm of it, but I just had a thought, if you have this fast rhythm going, and then you slow down really fucking slowly right at the end, I think you could ruin an orgasm like that. This probably wouldn't apply to all people, but for me it probably could, because if you're going at a certain pace and then you just completely slow down, you'd probably fuck up the rhythm and then fuck up the orgasm, so... I'd say that would be a way to do it, just to change the rhythm, and probably also slow the fuck down, because that would probably fuck it up, so yeah. And to quickly chat about the final little topic about sensitivity, for me, as soon as I come, I'm done, like, I'm fucking done. If a guy was eating me out, I'd kick them away. I'm like, yeah, I'm done, basically. It's just, I just fucking thrash, and I couldn't take it. It's just too sensitive. 'Cause I'm sensitive already, so adding just having come, it's just no, it's deathly. But yeah, just to quickly finish this little audio, I'd say that denying's really fun. Being edged is really fun. Yeah, I love it. I like being told to stop because I don't know, I like being dominated, so yeah. To whoever's listened to this ramble of shit, well done. Thank you for staying with me. And yeah, have an excellent Kinkmas and Christmas. Thanks for listening.